Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Write Script Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Tanner, and today we're going to be doing one of my favorite things. We're going to be doing a character breakdown from the TV series Little Fires Everywhere. And it's going to be about Kerry Washington's character, Mia Warren. And Mia Warren is a very interesting character. She's definitely what I would call three-dimensional, complex. She has her own warped philosophies. She doesn't see the world the way most people see it. She's an artist. She sees herself as this person who can never be tied down to one area, but there's just one problem. She's a mother, a single mother at that, which makes her free-spirited attitude a little difficult, right? Or I shouldn't even say a little difficult, extremely difficult, because once you have a kid, it's no longer about you and it's about that kid. But with Mia, you kind of see that push-pull where she's like, yeah, I know I'm a mother, but I still want to do what I want to do. And it's kind of like this internal and external battle that she's facing because she wants to do everything for the good of her daughter, but at the same time, she and her daughter, although they are close, they are polar opposites. And I wanted to show you guys the trailer, and all of you should definitely check this out. If you have Hulu, definitely check it out. And a fun fact about Little Fires Everywhere, it's an adaptation as well, and that's also another thing that I want you to take note of. This was a book that got turned into a series for TV, got picked up by Hulu. So don't underestimate the power of an adaptation. You see where that ended up? It ended up on the big screen. Not a movie, but it still ended up being a reputable TV series with reputable actors. Kerry Washington, Reese Witherspoon. There we go, right? But anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and play the trailer, and this is just for YouTube's benefit, fair use. I do not own any of this content that I'm showing in the trailer, fair use. Now that we got that out of the way, let me go ahead and play the trailer. Okay, so that was the trailer for Little Fires Everywhere. Definitely check it out. And I'll admit, I did not know that this was an adaptation before I watched every episode. And I was just like, oh man, if I had known, I would have read the book because normally the book is more detailed than the actual TV show because the book has more room. They have more space. They can be all creative with the flowery language and the exposition. But in a TV show and a movie, you have to keep in mind that one page is equal to 1 minute of screen time. But anyway, so we saw Mia Warren, Kerry Washington's character. And what I love about the trailer is that even though this was like a 2 minute trailer, it wasn't even 5 minutes, it really showed us the type of mindset that Mia Warren has. Mia Warren is a free spirit, she's artistic, and her daughter even admitted that. You know, my mom and I, we never stay in the same place for too long. We move every couple of months, and it creates intrigue, curiosity. Why is that? Why do they move every couple of months? Why are they doing that? What is she running from? Why is she so afraid to plant roots? Because most people, not everybody, but most people, especially if they have children, that motivates them more than anything to plant roots, to plant seeds somewhere, to really put their mark somewhere and call it home because they want stability. But then the other thing of it is she's hiding things, she has a lot of secrets, and I don't want to reveal every single thing about her because I know that a lot of you want to go ahead and check out the TV show. For those of you who haven't seen it, you haven't heard of it, and this is your first time, definitely go check it out. You won't regret it. This had me on the edge of my seat because this show deals with everything from racism to social class, everything from just everything you could think of, mother-daughter tension on both sides, marital issues, single motherhood, rights for immigrants, struggle financially, just everything you could possibly think of, identity issues. They touch on every single thing you could think of. I'm not kidding you, but the thing I like the most also about Mia Warren is that her core wound is really deep because although we don't know what it is in that trailer, we know it's pretty big for her not to stay in the same place too long. She's either running from something or someone, and she doesn't want them to know where she is. Where she's located, where she and her daughter lived. She wants that all to be a mystery. But why though? What did she do? Does she have a criminal record? Does she have a checkered past? Is there something that has to do with her daughter's father? Like, it's all one big question mark. But then what does that do? It makes us want to know more. And we also have to remember that Mia Warren is the type of character that really doesn't care what other people think. She marches to the beat of a different drum. She really is the type of person who would go and paint a whole collage butt naked and not care. Like, I know that's an extreme, but she's really that type of person. She doesn't care what the masses think. She doesn't care what people are gonna say about her. Half the time, she doesn't even really care what her daughter thinks of her. She pretty much sees her daughter as ungrateful, like, oh, you know, you should be glad that we travel the world and we don't stay in a place too long. But what Mia fails to understand is that kids like structure. They'll try to fight you on it, but deep down they want it because it makes them feel secure. And Mia never really learned how to be a mother in the traditional sense. She looks at it like, well, I'm the biological mother, you know, as long as I'm there, as long as I'm doing what I gotta do, I'm good. But it's like, no, if you're not giving her stability and she can't really have consistent friends and a consistent social life, then no, you're living on the edge. You're not really giving her as great of a life as you think you are. You're not really giving her a life that she feels safe with because she feels like, okay, at any moment, my mom could have an epiphany and we could move. And another note, too, the cool thing about the town where they live is that it's totally structured, which is so ironic for somebody like Mia to be there because she is the opposite of structure. She is the opposite of organization, of planning, of type A. She's like not even type B. She's like type Z. Like, I'm not even gonna say type B. She's all the way down to Z. Because she hates anything that is pre-planned, organized, controlled, structured. She looks at that as, oh, you're putting me in a box. But the only reason she is staying in that town is because her daughter begged her. And her daughter is like, Mom, please, you know, come on. This is the one town where I feel like I belong here. I feel safe, and blah, blah, blah. And as much as Mia doesn't want to do it, she does it. And then there's the other part too. Mia is somebody who was never really understood. She's somebody that people always judged, and it got to the point where she stopped caring. She stopped caring what people think because she wanted to live a full life. She wanted to be free. She wanted to be able to just do things and not have to question herself, not have to seek others' approval. And she's also estranged from her own parents as well, which speaks volumes. And there's even a lot of uncertainty surrounding her daughter's birth and the circumstances surrounding why she made certain decisions. And let's just say Mia doesn't even tell her own daughter anything either. Because remember, her daughter even said to Reese Witherspoon's character, my mom lies a lot. She hides a lot of things. She's secretive. Everyone has secrets. So even though her daughter doesn't fully know, like, okay, what secret does my mom have? What is my mom hiding? She knows her mom is hiding something, and that carries a lot of weight. And then also, when Reese Witherspoon's character was like, I checked your reference from your last apartment and he didn't seem to know you. That's like red flag number one because, okay, you're lying about a reference, you're lying about your identity, you're lying about where you came from. The big question here is why. And that is why this trailer is so amazing because we're able to see in real time the series of events that lead to Reese Witherspoon's character's house going up in flames. It all starts with Mia Warren and her daughter entering that town, entering that life, and entering the home. It all starts with that. But then the question is, who set the fire? Who did it? And I know a lot of people are like, oh, it was Mia, it was Mia. But now I know who it was, but I'm not gonna reveal that because I want you guys to go check it out. But I will say this, it's not who you think it is. It's like the last person you would ever think it is, which is what makes it great. You never want to make your screenplay too predictable or predictable at all because then people will get bored, they'll tune out, and then they'll feel like, oh, I already knew what was going to happen. So definitely don't do that. Take a leaf out of their book and create suspense, create conflict, and above all, create uncertainty. But anyway, you guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Like, share, subscribe, check out my podcast. You can also find us on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, and of course, iHeartRadio. Have a good one, and I'll catch you again in the next episode.